the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice. God bless America. We are in pursuit of the truth. It's fierce and fearless every single day. If that frightens you, good. If I say something that offends you, too bad. That's the way it works around here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, pro-life now means you're a white supremacist. That's right. Even though more black babies are aborted in America by far, you're a racist for opposing abortion. Got it?
Good.
Two, what is the game being played by Russia and Ukraine right now? Both countries seem to need political and financial cover. Not likely a war will come, but we'll see. And number three, huge news from the United States Supreme Court. Far-left justice Stephen Breyer announcing that at the age of 83, he's ready to step down from the nation's high court at the end of this term. The rulings will all come out in June, and then he'll be on his way. And we're on our way to a big fight already. Breyer authored many far-left opinions, like those upholding Obamacare. He wrote an opinion striking down an abortion law from the state of Texas. He stood in support of affirmative action numerous times and defended racial quotas. He is a far-left justice, even though he will be called a moderate in the mainstream news. The legacy news media will call him a moderate, a down-the-middle guy. He is not, was not, and never will be. But that's what they'll tell you. Not here, though. We'll tell you the truth. Who will follow is a huge question. Joe Biden, as a candidate, pandering for votes, per normal, promised to nominate a black woman to the court if given the chance. Well, now, Joe, you got the chance. Joe, wake up. Psst, Joe, it's time to get up. We'll soon find out if he keeps this promise after breaking so many others, right? But it may not be as easy as you would think to get a nominee through and to get a vote on the Senate floor. And if there is a battle, the argument over gutting the filibuster could come back with a vengeance. These are all possibilities. You see, I want to take a moment and discuss the fact that Republicans still hold a powerful Trump card. And believe it or not, can block any nominee Biden puts forth for the nation's high court. Why? Because Mitch McConnell. So, I want to speak directly to the Mitch McConnell haters out there. Listen, I'm not a big fan. But I do believe in honesty. I believe in giving credit when credit is due. Mitch McConnell is hated by those on the right and hated by those on the left, depending on the day and the time of the day. He did play hardball with Majority Leader Chuck Schumer early last year. And as a result, all committees are divided evenly. Most importantly, this day, the Senate Judiciary Committee has 11 Democrats and 11 Republicans. And a nominee could only be advanced to the floor for a vote because, as you know, the nuclear option was put into place. So to get somebody to the Supreme Court only takes 51 votes. But in order to have a shot at the 51 votes, you have to get to the floor. And you have to have a majority of the committee voting in favor to move the nominee to the floor for a vote. And if that doesn't happen, the nominee will die in committee. I want you to understand what you're looking at here. Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer spent a month arguing back and forth behind closed doors. We didn't see any of it. They were arguing over how the rules would be played because it was a 50-50 Senate. The argument was quite obvious. Who would have power? What would be the concession from Chuck Schumer, who demanded no concessions? But in the end, he gave a really important one. Because right now, once again, Mitch McConnell, hate him as you may, and I know many of you do, but honest people give credit where credit is due, even to people they do not like, even to people they despise as swamp creatures, insiders, backdoor dealers, all of those things. Still give credit where credit is due. So let's do a little look back. Mitch McConnell is the man who stood in the gap and said, Merrick Garland, we are not going to vote on that nomination. He got yelled at by everybody on the left. He was hated on by everybody on the left. And yet, as a result, Neil Gorsuch held up his right hand. and swore an oath to God in this country in 2017 to become a new justice of the United States Supreme Court. Neil Gorsuch was a gift of Mitch McConnell, nobody else. That's a fact. And as a result, everything else followed suit. And let's be honest, Amy Coney Barrett was resisted by the left, by the media. Pick number three. And once again, Mitch McConnell pushed it through in record time, got it done. And now with Stephen Breyer stepping down, we have a situation where Mitch McConnell orchestrated the rules in such a way, and how Schumer couldn't anticipate this is beyond me. Joe Biden has a chance now to nominate a Supreme Court justice, and Mitch McConnell, his committee, has a chance to block it and let Iron Committee. 11 to 11, it goes nowhere. The big problem that I haven't gotten to yet, the big disappointment in all of this isn't Mitch McConnell. It's something a bit worse, usually. Lindsey Graham. You see, Lindsey Graham is on the Judiciary Committee for the United States Senate. He used to be the chair, but Chuck Grassley is the chair now. Thank God. I like Chuck Grassley. I mean, here's a guy in his 80s that can run mental circles around Joe Biden. A guy in his 80s who can get things done, who is sharp, gets it, understands conservative principles for the most part. Now, they all have their problems. I get it. So you don't need to send me emails. Well, he did this once and he did that. Stop it. The fact of the matter is this. Whether you hate Mitch McConnell or not, he has set up a situation once again that puts the United States Supreme Court firmly in conservative hands. So you can sit there and hate him. But I want you to remember this. When rulings come down the way you like them on guns, abortion, religious freedom, affirmative action, and a host of other things in June, in just a few weeks in June, I want you to remember that it was Mitch McConnell, the guy that you hate, that actually orchestrated that. I'm not defending Mitch and for a lot of the things that he has done. He didn't come to bat for Donald Trump in the aftermath of the election. He didn't do a lot of things that a lot of people would like to have seen him do. He's an insider. He's made himself wealthy. He's made his family wealthy, as a lot of politicians do. I understand all of that. But he also gave you a Supreme Court that will stop abortion as we know it today, that will uphold and defend gun laws, at least I hope so, that will put affirmative action in the trash heap of history, we hope, and a whole host of other things. Because without Mitch McConnell, none of these things would happen. So be honest with yourselves about where we stand and how we got there. And right now, any nominee from Joe Biden, maybe they make it. Maybe they sit in committee for the rest of eternity. Who knows? But it was a pretty good poker hand by Mitch. Cocaine Mitch, playing the cards. Love him or hate him, he got the job done for you. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. Thegrindscore.com.